Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are jumping right in to what might be the single biggest roadblock for real-world AI. We're talking about embodied AI robots, autonomous cars, that kind of thing. And the problem is this frozen wait paradigm. A model works perfectly in a lab, but in the real world, it just breaks.
Exactly. And the reason it breaks is, deep learning has this core assumption that the world is stable. They call it IED. But the real world is messy. It's non-stationary. Friction changes, light flickers, a goal might suddenly flip. That sources call these non-stationary shocks.
And a standard static model just can't handle that shock. It collapses.
Instantly. Which, for a fast-moving robot, is a catastrophic failure.
So that brings us to the mission for today's deep dive, unpacking this algorithm called step-tween chain. It's a high-frequency adaptation method that claims to get rid of that dangerous adaptation lag entirely.
And that lag is really the crisis here.
Yeah.
If we look at the standard method, normal backpropagation or normal BP, it has to wait and collect a whole batch of data before it can make a good update. This creates what the research calls a buffer lock. It's essentially a blind spot.
A buffer lock. So the agent is just stuck. It's frozen, waiting for more data before it can react.
Precisely. And that lag can be up to a full second. Imagine a robot switching from a chase task to an avoid task. A one-second delay is not just unacceptable, it's disastrous.
Okay, so then why not use something like, say, liquid neural networks? I thought they were designed for continuous real-time stuff.
That's a great question. And they are, but they have a scaling problem. LNNs get incredibly expensive to compute. They need these complex ODE solvers and just don't work well for deep networks.
So they're not practical for the complex models we need.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
So step-tween chain takes this different sort of hybrid path. It enforces what they call continuous plasticity. It's updating the weights at every single time step. We're talking N of one.
Every single tick of the clock. But wait, how is that even possible? I mean, updating on one tiny piece of data, that just sounds like it would create complete chaos, total instability.
It should. And that's where the really novel mechanics come in. The first big innovation is softmax gradient scaling.
Okay, break that down.
Instead of just taking the raw gradients as they are, they apply a softmax function to them first. Think of it like a really powerful filter. It looks at all the noisy incoming signals and just dampens the outliers. It forces the update to focus only on the strongest, most important signal, the one that's really screaming for attention.
That's really clever. So the chain rule still gives the update its direction, but the softmax is acting like a regulator on the speed of that update.
You got it. And the second piece of the stability puzzle is link budgeting. This is for deep networks, say 9 or more layers.
Where the signal can just fade away.
Exactly, it vanishes. Link budgeting basically keeps track of that signal strength and boosts it depending on how deep in the network it is. It turns the faint whispers from the early layers back into a shot.
Okay, so they validated all this using an architecture called Sparta, right? Across something like 1,500 trials. What did the results actually show?
The results were, frankly, decisive. On latency, step-tween chain had a 0-second adaptation delay. The moment the task switched, normal BP collapsed to 0% accuracy, just flatlined. Step-tween chain, in that same critical transition second, maintained 44% accuracy. It adapted almost instantly.
Wow. That's the difference between the robot hitting a wall and successfully pivoting away from it. What about overall stability?
That was its strongest feature. For the really important decision-making layers, the dense and RNN layers, it hit 64% mean accuracy. And here's the key part. With a standard deviation of only plus or minus 0.8%, it's incredibly stable. Normal BP was all over the place in comparison.
And it's worth noting, the sources did point out that for some simpler tasks, like in the feature extraction layers, pure online backprop was sometimes a little better. But for the brain, the part that actually makes the decision, step-tween chain was the clear winner.
Absolutely. It effectively solves the frozen brain problem for these agents. It delivers that robust, high-frequency control right where you need it most.
So looking ahead, what does this actually mean for building these systems in the future?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. The whole logic, the forward pass, the softmax backward pass, the tween update, it's all very localized. That makes the design a perfect candidate for future hardware. We're talking about running this directly on neuromorphic chips on specialized ASICs.
So the adaptation could be built right into the silicon.
Right into the silicon. The learning becomes part of the hardware. It suggests the future of AI isn't just about being bigger and more powerful. It's about being fast, fluid, and truly continuous.